more than you know.
We bow our heads to you. For the heat and rain and snow, victory is...
All right, and we thank a regular serious listeners of this show, and yours truly, Skip and Mike, one in Southern Maine, one in Rochester, for composing Three Shades of Grey for our veterans on Veterans Day. Song was put together just for us. You know, our next newsmaker joining us live, people may not know it, is a pretty adept musician, has his own band, and he's probably going to get a kick out of this because he's a veteran. I think almost 30 years he's been in the Guard of Reserves, and he's well known, but he loves music, and his daughter's a country music star, so... Scott Brown, former U.S. Senator, joining us out of the gate in the 10 o'clock hour. We played that for Senator Hassan in the first hour. These are two listeners, not veterans, and they put together this song for Veterans Day for us to play, and I thought you'd get a kick out of that. Senator Brown, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Jack, and obviously Veterans Day is a very special day for many, many men and women and families throughout the country, so, and I know the amazing work you do, obviously, for Veterans Count and other veterans groups, and yeah, I did 39 years. Three or four of them were in the inactive reserve, but 39 years, retired as a colonel. And I tell you what, there's not a day that goes by I don't reflect on the amazing friendships and experiences that I actually had. So, here we go. And by the way, one final thing. You can play my daughter's Pride of America. I think that's certainly appropriate.
Can we pull
Look that up and throw that on. Yeah,
you know what? We'll do that. We'll do that in the bottom of the hour. Corey's already nodding. She's on it. Pride of America, is it? Or Pride in America?
Yeah, Pride of America. Pride
awesome.
Of America.
Awesome. Yeah. Hey, Scott. Scott Brown, I want to talk with you for a moment just about you, because you know what? You're probably on to talk about other things on Veterans Day, but I thought, given your years, and I know you're out there supporting a lot of the veterans' efforts, you were a keynote speaker recently with Children of Fallen Patriots, but one thing people may not know about you are a few things. You were also most recently ambassador under the Trump administration to New Zealand for 4 years. That's an interesting theater of where New Zealand is. A lot of people may not realize the strategic location of New Zealand, not just a beautiful country, but where it sits as opposed to, you know, some of the China concerns. But ambassador, you ran in that special election in Massachusetts after the late Ted Kennedy became senator there. You ran for Senate here against Senator Shaheen. All those years in the military, where does all this drive come from? Plus, you're into a lot of the athletic stuff, like the marathons and the races on the water. Where is this just driven this way your whole life?
Yeah, I probably want to be like every other person listening, better than your mom or dad or your mentors or your role models. You want to just be the best you can and live every day as if it's your last. And yeah, listen, it was an honor. Gail and I had an opportunity to serve as diplomats. I had New Zealand, Cook, Niue, Samoa, and are interested in Antarctica. And if you read the news today, once again, China is threatening that region, saying there's going to be a new Cold War because of the alliance. Not only do you have the alliance as New Zealand being a Five Eyes partner, you know, U.S., Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, pushing against China. But in China, that part of the world, they're using their hard and soft power to basically get U.N. votes, manipulating their currency, changing the law of the air, law of the sea, international law as we know it, by building and militarizing islands. You know, out of the blue to expand their territories. It's really unconscionable. And quite frankly, under this administration and the people that are representing us here in New Hampshire, you know, they're not even standing up and talking about it. They're talking about, you know, giving pardons for people with marijuana. I mean, come on, wake up.
Yep. And I just heard 60 Minutes going to do a big story on the supply chain issue on the West Coast, but they haven't done one expose on the southwest border. I guess we're not supposed to talk about it. Hey, let me switch gears. Scott Brown, former senator, ambassador, joining us live on this Veterans Day on our network of News Talk stations. Someone you know well, Gail Huff was on. Gail Huff Brown was on yesterday with us. She's a candidate in the 1st Congressional District as a Republican. We're going to have Caroline Levitt on in a moment after you. But your Gail Huff is running. I've known her in the past from Television Newsday. She's a serious candidate. What's it like for you, and now that she's running and not you, and also, how do you differentiate Gail Huff with, say, a Matt Maurer or a Caroline Levitt? What differentiates her as a candidate in that crowded field?
Well, first of all, they're all good people. Matt worked on my campaign. Caroline has a very, very bright future. And, you know, I commend anyone who's running, and I commend their families for putting up with a lot of the BS. You know, Gail's had some amazing opportunities in her life. I mean, she's been working and paying taxes for decades, respectfully, decades longer than some of the other candidates have been alive. And these life opportunities that she's had to not only serve as a diplomat for 4 years, being the president of the Diplomatic Spouses Association, 30 years as a journalist and a good journalist, an investigative journalist, to find the truth and tell the truth truthfully to the people of the area. I mean, we've been, as you know, we have not missed an election since we moved up here. That's local, state, and federal elections. Like I said, Matt's a great guy, but he just moved here from New Jersey. In Caroline, wonderful person. I have a tremendous amount of respect for her, and I wish her well. But, when you talk about the life experiences that many of your listeners have by, raising a family, being a grandmother, burying sadly and caring for our loved ones who have since died, working and paying taxes, being a homeowner and understanding the value of a dollar. What's it like to heat the house and go down to the store and buy some bacon, which was $2.99. It's up to $8.49. Yeah. Gas, $1.80 when we got home. And now it's $3.60 we paid yesterday.
Yeah.
So that's the difference. She's a true conservative and supported by Newt Gingrich. So if Newt and his wife, Calista, Ambassador Gingrich and KT McFarland, are going to support somebody, the fact that she has those endorsements speak for themselves.
Scott Brown, you also do some analysis on Fox News. I think you're on tonight with Hannity. I'm not sure. But real quickly, playing an analyst for a minute, let's talk about the Chris Sununu big news of Tuesday. I had Senator Hassan just on the show live, and I asked her. I'm not surprised that she didn't really want to go down that road of trying to tell if she was honestly relieved or not that he's not running. The governor said yesterday in the show, after his announcement, that he thinks he would have defeated Senator Hassan. But what do you think? I think this is what I think. I'll share, and then I want to hear you as the analyst. I think Governor Chris Sununu was going to. I think he was leaning to running for the Senate. That's where I think it was going. I think in the last minute he had a pause. It may be on the home front. He's not running. We can speculate all they want, but I guess even Mitch McConnell and the powers to be in Washington were watching this sort of surprise. So he kept it close to the vest. He kept the whole decision close to the vest. At the end of the day, Scott Brown, you've gone through these decisions. You've run for the U.S. Senate not once but twice. What do you think was going on there in the end? Do you think the governor was really close to running for the Senate or not?
Absolutely. I know that for a fact. And he's one of the people that I have a tremendous amount of respect for. The Sununu family has historically been one of the most loving, philanthropic, hardworking families of New Hampshire. So, yes, and it's a very personal and family decision, and respectfully, family comes first. And would he have beat her? Absolutely. But you know what? You have other people who are now jumping forward, which I knew they would. You know, you have Senator Morse, you've got maybe Bill Binney, you've got, all these other people. It's not over. There's actually an opportunity now for others to get up and put their name on a ballot and see what it's like to run. And, when you look at not only the entire delegation federally, they are so far out of touch with New Hampshire values and the things that are important, trying to jeopardize the first in the nation, dealing with home heating oil and passing this $1 trillion boondoggle that's full of pork and just spending and spending and spending with no cut. And I don't even want to talk about the border in Afghanistan. I mean, you could just keep going on and on. And it's reflective in the polls that the Biden-Harris administration, which obviously our federal delegation is married to, is sinking, and it's sinking very, very fast. So, yes, they're still in trouble.
Scott Brown,
and I will be on Hannity tonight. I got the two H's, Heath and Hannity. I'm good.
Scott Brown, former ambassador to U.S. Senator. Before I got you go, a little lightning round with you. And one is, I have to ask this, doing what I do here as host. Your name has also been mentioned as a possible U.S. Senate candidate. You have the name recognition. You've run before. You ran a strong race against Senator Jeanne Shaheen. You battled odds in Massachusetts. Have you taken your name off that possible list of jumping in this U.S. Senate race?
Yeah, listen, I lost by 14,000 votes. Corky Randy lost by over 100,000+ votes. We barely lost, and I had not lived here full time forever, even though I'm ninth generation from New Hampshire. I'm not going to run. I have another rodeo left of me, Jack, but it's not right now. Right now I'm going to help Gail be the next congresswoman. And if people want to get involved, www.gailhuffbrownforcongress.com.
I want to ask you this, just with the analyst hat on. Scott Brown will be on Hannity tonight in Fox. Scott, thanks for joining us. Before I let you go, Donald Trump, you served him as ambassador to New Zealand. He's certainly looking at all this. He's looking at the results in Virginia. He's still sort of coy about what he may or may not do. Just your own thoughts. Do you think he runs in 2024 or not for reelection?
I spoke to him about a month ago, and I said, Mr. President, congratulations. He goes, what for? I said, well, sir, you're right in the economy. You're right in the border. You're right on what China's doing. You're right on the defund the police, how crazy it is. I mean, you're right on every issue. You know, congratulations. He goes, you know what? You're right. I'm not sure what he's going to do. Certainly, he certainly plays a role, a very important role in our country's moving forward. And there are others, too. So I'm not sure. I haven't gotten any sense yet.
I want to get your reaction on this, because this one I did not have on my mental list before I let you go, Scott Brown, and on behalf of Gail Huff Brown. But real quickly, I asked the governor yesterday. He kicked off our show after his announcement on Tuesday. He likes radio as a format. You do both. You've done TV analysis tonight, but he likes the radio interviews like this. And my last question to him was, Governor, you're now running for a fourth term as governor. Let's presume you get reelected. Well, the midterms of next year, but you know what starts rolling right through New Hampshire right about next year is the first of the nation presidential primary. And your father, when he was governor, played a key role with someone named George Bush Sr., then vice president, who stumbled in Iowa. Your father delivered New Hampshire and went on to become the White House chief of staff for President Bush Sr. Are you thinking possibly about running for the president of the United States? And without hesitation, this is what he said, Scott Brown. Without hesitation, he said, it's on the table. It's definitely on the table, not rolling that out. And I was surprised he answered it so assertively.
For him.
I thought it was, I was just surprised that was his answer. I'm like, I thought he would have said, you know, Jack, I'm just getting over this decision. That's a long way away. No, certainly, that's on the table. I was like, wow.
Yeah, listen, he certainly has the qualifications, leadership and the like. Don't forget, when President Trump lost Iowa, I was the first mainstream federal elected or to endorse him here in New Hampshire. We got my teams because I had just run out, and we won New Hampshire going away. Then we won Massachusetts and other states. So I wanted someone to be a change maker and someone to not be another Kennedy or a Clinton or a Bush, no disrespect, but someone who will go in there and basically fix the border, you know, fix the economy, you know, get rid of the rules and regulations that are so onerous that are crushing our businesses. And, you know, there's opportunities for everybody, and that's the beauty of our country. We live in the greatest country in the world, and people need to get involved at the school board level like they did in Virginia, and now the city council and town selectmen areas, and then, you know, obviously the executive council. We need people like Gail and Caroline and Matt and others who are really fired up about changing the direction of this country. So, yeah, I'm not surprised. You know, I'm going to have my backyard barbecues again. So we're striked.
Hey, what's the name? We're gonna play your daughter. What's the name of your band?
Scott Brown and the Diplomats. You can go look it up online. We're getting booked all over the place, and we play some good old-fashioned rock and roll.
I love the Diplomats. All right, Scott Brown, join us live. Good morning, Hampshire. Making a great day. Enjoy Hannity tonight.
All right, Jack. Thanks. Bye-bye.